Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Thursday, December 21st, 2017, and this is episode 207 of The Big Show. This is our final show of the year before taking a break for the holidays. And I want to thank you again for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. I think we've got a really cool show for you this week. One of the questions that I have seen people ask on social media and that people have been asking me is 2018 going to be the year of AI in digital marketing? Have we reached the point where that's the thing? That's really it now, and AI is going to be everywhere. And the answer is yes, but with an enormous caveat. And that enormous caveat is, in the immortal words of William Gibson, the future is already here. It's just not evenly distributed. I'm not sure that 2017 wasn't the year of AI. I'm not sure that 2016 wasn't the year of AI. In many ways, AI has been all around us for the last few years, getting bigger and more important and more influential in all of the things we do as digital marketers for the last couple of years. So I do think it's going to be huge in 2018. I think it's really important you have a plan and a strategy for how to deal with the growth of AI. But I think it would be short-sighted to say it isn't already affecting what we're doing. Now, I know I've told the story about Lemonade, which famously, you know, set a world record by using AI to pay a claim in 3 seconds. But Lemonade doesn't affect you as a marketer. Google, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, others, they do use AI a lot. And they've been using it for a while. Let's start with Google. Google has been using its RankBrain AI, built on a deep learning algorithm, since at least 2015. For many searches on Google, its algorithm is an AI, deciding all by itself what constitutes a quality search result and what doesn't. Wired magazine talked with Amit Singhal over a year ago, and they wrote, as of October 2015, RankBrain played a role in, quote, a very large fraction, unquote, of the millions of queries that go through the search engine with each passing second. In some cases, it can handle queries better than algorithmic rules hand-coded by human engineers. So at least since October of 2015, Google has been using RankBrain to determine what's the right answer. Now, one of the things that it determines for quality is this something that people like to read? Is it something they spend time with? We also know that thanks to a recent article like the one at Search Engine Land, that human reviews influence trust in the rankings. Something I talked about a lot in last week's episode, What Digital Means for the Future of Brands. Another instance where Google relies heavily on AI comes on YouTube. Now, The Verge had this really great article about it, and I'm going to quote from this pretty liberally here for a moment. So until I let you know, this is all one long quote. The source of YouTube's suddenly savvy recommendations? Google Brain, the parent company's artificial intelligence division, which YouTube began using in 2015. Brain wasn't YouTube's first attempt at using AI. The company had applied machine learning techniques to recommendations before. Brain, however, employs a technique known as unsupervised learning. Its algorithms can find relationships between different inputs that software engineers never would have guessed. One of the things it does is it's able to generalize. Whereas before, if I watched this video from a comedian, our recommendations were pretty good at saying, here's another one just like it. But the Google Brain model figures out other comedians who are similar, but not exactly the same, even more adjacent relationships. It's able to see patterns that are less obvious. To name one example, a brain algorithm began recommending shorter videos for users of the mobile app and longer videos on YouTube's TV app. It guessed correctly that varying video length by platform would result in higher watch times. YouTube launched 190 changes like this one in 2016 and is on pace to release 300 more this year. Now, that's amazing. But the most amazing part, according to The Verge, is that, quote, more than 70% of the time people spend watching videos on the site is now driven by YouTube's algorithmic recommendations. And when you think about the fact that people watch 1 billion hours on YouTube every day, I just felt like Dr. Evil, 1 billion, that 70% is the equivalent of the algorithm telling every human being on the planet to watch 7 minutes of video on YouTube every single day. And, much like what we just talked about with Google, the easiest way to get YouTube to recommend your brand's video is, well, to make better videos. Where better is defined as more engaging, more interesting, more helpful. The longer people watch, the more interesting they find it, the more engaged they are, the more likely YouTube is to recommend your video to the next set of people who come along. So that's Google, that's Facebook. Let's talk about, Google and YouTube. Let's talk about Facebook. So Facebook uses an AI to determine what's in its feed as well. According to the Wall Street Journal, this is a quote, "The AI that enables that endless spoon feeding of content is the company's most important and sometimes most controversial intellectual property. A sorted, curated feed tuned for engagement is the product of a device that may someday be viewed by historians as a milestone on par with the steam engine." All right, I don't know about that. I think the comparison to the steam engine is way, way overblown. I think that AI is going to be much more important. Not to undermine the steam engine, but, you know, today, which one do we need more, right? And which one do we think we're more likely to need more of 100 years from now? Now, you look around the web, there's all kinds of advice on how you can do better in Facebook's feed. So here's some tips from Social Media Examiner. Create content likely to elicit positive feedback from your audience in the form of positive comments, likes, or reactions, which are now weighted so they affect post ranking slightly more than likes. Publish content that promotes engagement and an investment of time from your audience. Video content is an excellent option here. Post content that's shareable and social. So let's see. In other words, be interesting, be engaging, be useful, be helpful. I don't know about you, but I'm sensing a theme here. We've reached a point where the AI understands what people want. The question is, what do you do about it? And there are a few things. I mean, if you're going to create your own AI because you need it to power your company, and in some ways you might, you need to get your arms around your data. You need to have your data in such a way that you can feed it to the AI and let it start going to work for you the way that it has for Google and the way that it has for YouTube and the way that it has for Facebook. You need to think about the kinds of questions you want the AI to answer for you, and then leave it to your engineers and, you know, some really smart folks to help you figure out how to get those answers. But as a marketer, as a content creator, as a publisher, right? We're all publishers now, as I've said many times before. Your job is to create better content. I know I talk about content marketing a lot. I'm going to link to a handful of past episodes and a handful of posts about content marketing in the show notes. But the thing that you have to realize is that we're not going to beat the machines by being more like a machine. We've got to stop trying to game the system. The machines, the algorithms, the AIs are all being used to try to predict what people actually want. And so as you think about going into 2018, and as if you think about if this is the year of AI, the answer ultimately is not to be more like a machine. It's to be more like a person. It's to be more human. We've already talked about ratings and reviews and how important they are to creating a great experience or letting your customers know that you create a great experience. We've just talked about how engaging content needs to be to work its way through the algorithm. These all come back to how are we solving the problems that our customers have? How are we answering the questions that they have? How are we helping our customer? So again, don't try to be more like a machine. Don't try to beat the AI. Try to be more human. And I don't know about you, but I think that's a pretty great way to close out 2017. So looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. I want to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all our past episodes from the entire year and going all the way back to the origin of the podcast by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. You can just look for episode 207 to find this one. And while you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there to have this delivered to your favorite podcatcher every single week. You can also subscribe in iTunes or the Google Play Music Store or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Plain Old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. And if you wouldn't mind providing a positive rating on iTunes or the Google Play Store while you're there, as you might imagine, I would really, really appreciate it. You can also contact me. You can go to facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates. You can use Twitter using the Twitter handle @TCPeter, or send me an email by emailing podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that's podcast@TimPeter.com. With that, I want to say thanks again for tuning in. I really appreciate it when you do. I hope you have a fantastic weekend, a wonderful holiday season. Merry Christmas, a happy Hanukkah, and a great, great new year. I will look forward to catching up with you here on Thinks Out Loud again in January. And until then, take care, everybody.